Throughout history, there have been many pandemics around the world. Measles, malaria, cholera, the flu. So how does a common disease turn from an outbreak into a pandemic? Any ideas?
People's general health and how close they live to each other can be major factors in the spread of disease, can't they?
Yes, so governments need to make sure people are in good health and have good living conditions to stop diseases from spreading.
Well, that's a good idea, but there's a limit to what governments can do, especially in times of economic difficulty.
And governments don't always have the power to say exactly how everyone should live.
So, what factors do you think would make a country at a high risk for a pandemic?
Well, countries with large populations are probably at risk, especially where large numbers of people live close together.
And countries which a lot of international travellers pass through, like the UK and other countries in dark and medium blue on the map.
That's right. The countries most at risk of a pandemic these days are wealthier countries like the UK, South Korea, the Netherlands and Germany. What do those countries have in common?
They're not all large countries, but they do all have large cities with big populations.
And they're all places where a lot of international travellers might go. They have a lot of busy airports and potentially thousands of people coming in every day from all over the world.
Correct. If you look at those countries in light blue, they're at a medium or low risk for a pandemic because they have less dense populations, less international travel, fewer borders, etc. Okay, so imagine you're an advisor to your government. You want to protect your country from a pandemic. What should you do?
You should give everyone a vaccine.
A vaccine? Okay, good idea. Can anyone explain what that is?
It's a kind of medicine, isn't it?
Yes, sort of. Most medicines are given to patients after they develop an illness to help them recover, but a vaccine is different. A vaccine provides disease prevention. If people have the flu vaccine, they often don't become infected. So if we wanted to avoid pandemics, then governments would need to implement vaccination programs for common diseases, wouldn't they?
The government should force everyone to have vaccines. They should give a vaccine to people as soon as an outbreak occurs, because prevention is generally much easier than treatment. When governments focus on the prevention of disease, pandemics become very rare.
I'm not sure I agree. The trouble is, organisms that cause disease, like bacteria or viruses, change every year. So a vaccine that worked really well last year may not be effective this year.
There is another thing to consider too. A lot of people don't want to have a vaccine that might not work. The government can't force people to have a vaccine, can it?
Well, I don't think any governments do, but in the event of a pandemic, they definitely encourage people to have it, and a lot of people do. People don't want to contract a disease, do they? So, other than vaccination, what other ways are there of stopping the spread of disease?
International travel is a big risk to a disease spreading quickly. We shouldn't allow people with diseases into the country.
I'm not sure I agree. The trouble is most people spread diseases before they even know they have them.
And there's another problem. How could people prove whether or not they have diseases? It would be impossible to set up a system for checking it.
During a pandemic, we should stop all flights from countries that are affected, shouldn't we? If we don't let people into the country, then the disease won't get here.
But there's another side to that argument. People travel all the time for business. It would have a terrible effect on the economy, wouldn't it?
But also, in most countries, people who live near a border travel back and forth across it, sometimes every day. If countries stopped people from traveling, a lot of people could lose their jobs. It could also separate families.
Well, those are some really interesting views from all of you. Can anyone think of some simpler suggestions for decreasing the risk of pandemics then? Perhaps not as large-scale as closing down country borders.
Well, people who have the flu should stay at home from school or from work, shouldn't they?